Ew, you like anime? Who the fuck watches anime?
Anime trap house, shimmin' it about to put the mask out. Anime trap house, JoJo shit, we stand out. Anime trap shit, hoes on tap in the back, piss. Anime trap shit, turn it from the back when I clap.
Thought it! Give me your cum-cum in my tum-tum, which will eventually make it out of my bum-bum. Suck the nut out my butt, you beautiful, disgusting slut. Juggle my balls while I come on the walls and on to your overalls. Just practicing my poetry. What'd you think?
That was too fast after conversation.
You didn't give enough time to breathe.
I was on the inhale. I didn't even exhale yet. And then you said all that. It was kind of unreal.
And for a moment, it just felt like that was just your conversation.
But kudos to be able to switch on and off like that. You know.
Oh yeah.
I have to go to my happy place, go to my sad place, and then I'm here. You know.
Yep. Okay. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the Anime Trap House. We're back again on a beautiful Thursday. I'm your host for you scab suckers. Justin the Liar Flory, Harris the Thinker Khan, Kyle the Seer Ramsey Lalage, PJ the Doer Pinnon, and Cody the Tattoo Artist Chambers. How's everyone doing?
I want to be known as the Lisan El Gaib.
I don't understand. Okay, Cody's the only one who has a thing that he makes money off of, right? How can I make money off of thinking?
I can make money off searing.
Don't you?
What is searing?
It's when you have a steak and it's on you get it good on both sides.
Cool. Yeah, what am I doing? You know what I mean?
Everything you do makes money. If doing, because you do.
Yeah.
So then
you're thinking.
I don't make money from lying.
Can you imagine if I just sat there and I just was quiet and then someone just came up and just handed me $20? Is that do I need to be homeless?
See the steam coming off your head?
That could be it.
All right.
Man, this dude is cooking.
I feel like Justin's an idiot because I feel like you could make the most money off lying.
So much money, but I don't.
Constantly.
Yeah,
but you should.
I have a conscience, okay? Dude, if that happens, I'm going to end up eating my own cum. Okay. I don't want to do that. I've seen stories where that happens.
I've seen the story. Living in a car down by a park.
For anybody confused, go listen to the Soggy Pages because you want to hear people eat cum. That's the place to do it.
Eat cum and eat blood.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
I don't think I could handle 2 days in a week of that, you know? It's tough doing one day.
Yeah, dude.
Sometimes, you know, if I'm not in the right headspace, I'm gonna lose it.
I feel you, dog.
That's fair.
Someone in the Discord was like, they posted a picture of Bible Black, and I was like, yeah, I know where that's from. And they were like, oh, you know? And I'm like, look, just because I get disgusted talking about shit doesn't mean that I don't jerk it to the most heinous shit on the planet, you know? I'm just not as advertisementing about it.
You gotta be in your safe space.
Yeah, you know, me alone, degenerate as fuck. Me with friends, oh, that's nasty. You know.
All right, catch show live every Thursday, like today, at 5 p.m. ish, over at twitch.tv/theanimetraphouse. If you can't make the live stream, then check it out on podcast services everywhere. If you like the stuff we say and want to help push us to the next level, come support us over at patreon.com/animetraphouse, just like our Patreon producers and Hole Fanatics Purdue, Diesel Tech, Big Happy, and Papa Squeaky, and our D-Gen royalties. We got Polar Bear 93. Girl with a Pikachu tattoo.
Choo-choo. Pika.
And Moose Man.
Moose.
It's my favorite one.
If you want to talk to us or tell us stuff, I don't know.
No, there's, I think there's.
I don't know. You keep read going. It from I'll the podcast him. Stuff. I can just elongate this sentence. Listen, as
nobody
long as I
pays
want,
us.
Because
dude,
I'm
you know?
The host.
It's a new month.
New month, new me.
New month, new year. We also have our boy with the broken leg, Lakota.
Lakota.
No, Lakota. Don't do it. Don't say his name twice.
Name again. You didn't specify.
And that's it.
Yeah, you didn't say what part.
You just said his name, dude.
Yeah, and then after that, I said don't say it twice. That's me specifying.
Yeah. If you have questions for us or want us to shout your name out, give us an email. That's the secret to get your name shouted out without having to pay money for it. Just
our
email.
D-Gen royalty. That's it. And patrons are kind of like missing the boat on that one. You
yeah.
Know?
Yeah, dude.
But if you previously had Patreon, you cannot do that.
Don't do it.
You can't.
That's
email.
How we get them. Don't That's how we it. Keep them.
Yeah.
That's how you keep them down. You got to keep them down.
Again, if you want to talk to us, we're in Discord like all the time. We're so engaged with the community. Some would call it a problem, but you know, we love our what's the word for it? What's the friendship that's bad with
just call them idiots, dude.
Oh, fuck.
Parasocial. That's yeah, right. If you want to form parasocial relationships with us, come join our Discord. We're always here.
My brain went to Mario and Koopas.
Do they need like Ouija boards for us?
And I was like, oh, fuck. I was so close. Para was the word I was missing.
If you want to be my Discord Koopa, come join the Discord.
If you want me to stomp on you until you pop out of your shell, and then I throw your shell at you and get hit by your shell at the same time, get in our Discord.
Yep. And for you fans, we also have a Facebook group. So join that too.
That's and my
for
Discord fans. Kitten. That's my Discord Koopa.
You know Mario was slanging in that show.
Oh, 100%.
He was slanging in that thing.
Speaking of Discord, our boy Purdue, every single Sunday at 7 p.m. CST, very sharp, he hosts an anime jerk along where they watch anime. A lot of times, animes with titties in them. So, join that, watch it, have fun. What are we watching this week? Vinland Saga Season 2, Episodes 1 through 6. I don't have any reviews.
Well,
I do.
Yeah?
Oh.
Do you? Yeah. Also, do we have any emails?
Yeah, that's what I was going to.
You fucking.
That's what I was gonna do.
We just got a letter.
Absolute buffoon.
We just got a letter. We just got a letter. I hope it's full of cum.
Cum. Hey. It's good every time, dude.
It's really good.
All right, we got three emails. This one's from a person. I'm not gonna read their fucking names.
Liar.
It's from DW. It just says Rascal Does Not Dream. And then it says, are you guys planning on reviewing the two new movies that come out this month of Rascal Does Not Dream?
Yeah, we are.
And then it says, and then it says, sent from my iPhone.
You just got to flex it. You just got to.
Yeah, dude.
You think you're cool, dude? Huh? Think you're fucking cool? I don't know. I hope not. I don't want to cry.
Yeah. Imagine getting a phone call. Be like, I just want you to know this phone call is sent from my iPhone.
Like when someone, like when you call someone before they answer, it goes like, you are calling an iPhone. And then,
honestly,
they answer, like, what the fuck?
It's like
from
the
an iPhone
system.
User, that would make sense, you know? Like that's like their favorite thing to flex, you know? Like, mm-hmm. Look at my fucking.
Yeah.
Whatever, dude. Access your files for me, please. You fucking stupid bitch. You can't. This is from a person. I'm not going to say their name, but the top just says Moose. You could probably figure that out.
Moose!
It's not Moose, man. It could be not Moose, man.
Oh, it is.
It could be.
He says, this is for Vinland Saga Season 2. I know Cody and Peach already watched, so this is his, like, review of the season episode.
Nice. About fucking time, somebody fucking
Right?
They really figure it out, like, how to use it, you know?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I know Cody and Peach already watched it, gave the reviews on the mainline, but I do think this season is a slow burn. But it has a good reason for it. I believe to show us Thorin's wants to change and not fuck people up. But definitely still could. And also has pretty great world building. Moose the Furry gives season 2 a high dope. And then he writes, Moose. And then he put it a little
Is that it?
Nope, we got one more. This is from a different person. It just says, I forgot to write this week. And then it's a picture of Steve Harvey in a T-Rex uniform. And then it says, come, question mark. And then it says, stay hard, shoot ropes.
Oh, I forgot.
I forgot. And then we have three new comments on our latest episode of Licorice Recoil.
Stupid bitch.
This is from a person named The Tobel, and it just says noise. Noise. It's a different person.
Oh my god. It's a movement.
Dude, if it becomes a movement, like every one of our episodes gets like 1,000 comments that just say noise.
Gonna have to.
Yeah, if we start getting too many comments, I'm just gonna stop reading them because it's a lot.
No.
Y'all talk about.
Absolutely not. You do not do that. We will sit here for an hour and you read every person's username.
Noise. Noise.
Yeah, we got 93 noises and 25 nices.
Yeah. Like next person said, y'all talked about shit terrariums for a while, and it got me thinking. Is this just God's shit terrarium, and we are little parasites living in it?
Thank you.
Anyway, yes. Food for thought.
I think someone said that. That's real.
Yeah. Yep, we're the shit on the cotton ball.
Yep. We're drunk. And then the last one says, I'm sick and tired of Kyle. I'm going to throw up.
Nice. I'll give that one a
no specifics on that one.
Yeah. I feel like Kyle was slightly like depressed about it. He's like, ah, and then like he makes disgusting and he's like, yes, he's getting like it's exactly what he's going for.
I was like, I'm not gonna get my 3% this year.
All right. And I do have a review. I do have reviews for the review roundup. If I can get the music, please.
Spin me right. This is Justin's review round.
All right. Hopefully now, I have a different kind of review today because I came unprepared. I did not get any. So I went on Google and I typed in Vinland Season 2. I was going to put reviews, but it autofilled to sucks. So that's the review. I don't know.
Boom.
That's it. That whoever the people who were searching for that probably gave it 1 star, I would assume.
So, I would assume, yeah.
That was it.
Good one.
Thanks.
That's nice. Great.
Noise.
All right. Dopey chokies. Harris, give it.
Look, it's a dope. Okay. I want to give it dope as dope, but I was bored.
So
this is the way it came out,
dude.
I was just instant. Look, it's dope. I want to do dope. I'm still bored.
I don't know. There's just some scenes that went on way too long, and I like all the character stuff going on, but I was bored. Mm-hmm. Like the last two episodes were just boring. I understand why they're boring, but they're still boring.
Yeah, I feel you, dog. All right, PJ.
Give me next, so I can boop.
What, Kyle? I'll cater into your colon, dude.
Look, this coffee's hidden. This is dope. It's dope. I love it. It's you know what? Season one. You guys, everyone was like super all in, and I was like, honestly, the entire time I was mostly soft in. There was high moments, but most of the time I'm like, this is just so slow. And I don't know why this season, these six episodes at least, I'm like, I'm locked in. I'm having.
That's why
I fucking love
these episodes.
Tell me
your favorite game is fucking Stardew Valley without telling me your favorite game is Stardew Valley.
Yeah, right? Dude, I was actually mad. I watched six episodes in a sitting, pretty much, and I was like, are we really gotta fucking, I gotta wait? This is stupid. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
I'm all right, go poop. PJ.
Go poop, dude. Have fun. You know what? I hope it tears your asshole, idiot.
Transmission over.
Just a little bit of blood. It gets a dopest dope for me. And wow. I also know that, like, it's a little unfair for me to even like start rating, because I know what's coming. Like I have now watched these six episodes three times. Like I've watched it on my own. I've watched it for this week, and then I got to six and I was like, fuck, I guess I can't go any further again. I'm just going to rewatch these six again. And then I watched them again and I felt the same thing. And I completely, like Kyle said, just locked in. I love that they bring in the first two episodes. It's like everybody else. It's not Thorfinn's show yet. It's not, he's not the MC. Like, yeah. I like the way that they're bringing in other people for the stakes to start to get, to grow versus it just being like, oh, who's Thorfinn killing now? It's like Thorfinn is changing. He is on the, like, Askeladd was his shit in season one. And when that was taken from him, he is now soul searching and trying to figure out who he is. And I like that. I like Einar as a person. I like that we still have somebody in the front running that has got some energy to him and is not just blah. And he's got his own motivations and own shit going on that he's trying to pull Thorfinn through with and get on board. Also fucking love the fact that Thorfinn is now having fucking nightmares and like screaming at night and like shit is happening to him that he's like trying, like he doesn't understand and he's got to try and figure it out. And he's figuring out more about himself than anything. And it's a slow burn, but it's coming on really well for me. Also, the illustrations in this, like the landscapes, Mappa, what do you do? Why are you doing this to me? It's like the choppers come on and I'm like, I already know I'm having a good time. I'm having a good time already. Like, it's ridiculous Mappa, it's on unfair, how beautiful dude. It is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's unfair. Like, you see them choppers and you know it's going to be a good looking show.
And like the beautiful colors and all of the skies, like every scene has got like a tone that they're trying to push, and I can feel it in every scene. Like, it's crazy to me to think that Licorice Recoil got across the board dopest dopes on the final six, when I feel like there's so much that needs to happen for it stuff to get dopest dope, and like, it didn't have this. It didn't have this beauty to it, this like poetry to the show. Like, yeah, there was some good fight scenes and, ooh, twist, heart, not heart. Who gives a fuck? This has got some, like, meaning to it. It's got some feeling to it. We get to see somebody actually breaking down and trying to rediscover themselves while trying to figure out what's the point of this. We also get beautiful fucking music just lightly thrown in and almost the back of every scene. What? Like, are they orchestrating a symphony? The music, the landscape, the illustrations just, like, nail down, I feel like, everything they're trying to give to us in this season. Dope is dope.
All right. Cody, I'm going to go next, if you don't mind.
You know what? I'll allow it, you fucking piece of shit. Go ahead.
Broke his ankles.
I'm with Harris. Dude. I'm with Harris. I was bored. Yeah, I'd say I was bored, but it was good. I liked it. Yeah. I was just bored.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I was okay with being bored.
Yeah.
It was fine.
Yeah.
I didn't hate it. I was bored.
So what are you giving it?
I was bored. I was bored. I don't know. It's dope. I was bored. Cody, go ahead.
Oh, man.
I do want to say I agree with everything PJ said.
Yeah.
But I was bored.
Like, and it's not fair, right? Because, like, me and Cody have seen the whole season, right. And now everything there's that's happening context. Now I has understand. Got so much more depth to it.
Yeah. And I like, I no, scratch that. I love Thorfinn's, like, like evolution that he's going through right here. I think it's it's beautifully told. I think it's beautifully done and I like it. But just the last two episodes, man, were just
say it. Just say it again what he fucking said, dude. No, I was bored.
It just wasn't fun.
I was bored.
You know? Like the last two episodes were just not fun.
Whatever, dude. All right. It gets a dopest dope. I tried so hard to like not have my bias of actually just watching the whole show mm-hmm. come in. Because when I first, so when we first watched this shit, we watched it week by week. And I remember there was a few weeks I was like, man, I just need, I just need more faster.
Talk about a slow burn, dude. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cause it's like the slowest fucking burn mm-hmm. ever. But watching it, I think watching these six like in a row, I really wasn't that bored, but I don't know if it's just cause I'm like, this leads to something. You know, mm-hmm. and I know what it leads to. It is slow. It is slow. People are shitting on this season because of how slow it was at the start and how like it's such a departure from what the first season was, which was just a fucking, just a crazy blood fest, like a huge revenge story. And then that ended though. So like what's next? And I think this is a very good next step, but it is a fucking 360 to what the show was. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
How dare a character change at all? You know what I mean? Like right. how dare they?
That's what I like though, dude. Like yeah, no, me too. Like what do you think was like? He's just gonna continue this fucking crazy killing spree
that 13-year-olds want.
That's what the 13-year-olds want for sure. For sure.
Ask Lad is dead. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, and I think that's what I like more about it. I like the fact that they're taking this.
Yeah.
This crazy. The show's not even the same fucking show. Like, not even mm-hmm. kind of.
Yeah.
Like, no. we are doing Farmville, you know? Mm-hmm. Motherfuckers that still log into Facebook every day are loving this shit. You know what I'm saying? Farming, bro.
I'm on Facebook every day, except for when it went down the other day. But
yeah, that's because you're old. Only old people are on Facebook.
I'm old and slightly racist. I understand. I understand my role in this world, okay? That's the kind of people that are on Facebook, old and slightly racist.
Yeah,
that's true. They're not slightly, though. Most people on Facebook are pretty publicly. If
I go to a white person's house and there's a barbecue, I'm going to ask if there's mayo in it because y'all put mayo in everything. That's slightly racist, okay?
Kind of.
I don't know what to kinda. Tell you.
You're not wrong. I don't, there's really not much else to say. PJ kind of hit everything. Sorry. The music's amazing. The visuals are fucking incredible. The character, all the new characters that they introduced, I love all of them already.
Mm-hmm.
And this time I watched it, English dub is actually really, really fucking good.
Right.
And Christopher Sabat plays fucking Snake.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I'm in, brother.
His name is Habe.
Habe. Yeah. Well, that's that. Yeah.
It means Snake. Yeah.
I know
that from Naruto.
Heavy.
All right,
that's it.
Plot. This is the fastest we've gotten to plot.
This is gonna be the fastest plot of all time.
That boy's going. That boy's
good.
Looking.
Just
dude.
Doing good.
Just gonna be like,
we're going
he,
in.
He
dude.
Farmed.
Episode three. They still farming and got a horse.
I will
he
say
he farm, he horse farm.
I don't think I spent more than 15 minutes per episode.
That yeah, makes Jesus sense Christ. Because fucking like there's a 4-minute scene of them trying to push a log, you know? Yeah, like dude. What do you want to write yeah. about that?
Listen, yeah. you enjoy your speed today because next week I'm going to fucking detail every color is in the sky.
So like hold on. Listen, me and PJ are vibing right now, right? Because I think this is like a fucking masterclass in character development, the show, mm-hmm. right? But PJ, if you ever disrespect Licorice Recoil, bro, because that show was so fucking good, and you're going to come in here and then give me what I want and yeah. then also shit on what I like, unreal, dude.
Watch all 12 in a row and tell me how you feel.
I'm on my brainless shonen arc right now, and so there wasn't enough fighting and fucking in these group of episodes. So it just
okay,
you are the fucking shonen king. Well,
I'm the shonen king. I have to play shonen my role, king. Dude.
Also, we lightly touched on it during the thing, but while I was listening to you guys while evacuating my bowels, I just want to say that I kept thinking during the show that if anyone other than MAPPA did this. How they would have cut corners on every fucking scene.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And like,
yeah. And it wouldn't honestly, have been half as good.
It yeah. astonishes me all the time of the amount of detail they put in every scene.
Yeah, it's like, crazy.
It's always so pretty. But like, I know mm-hmm. for a fact if any other studio did this, you just like, even just pulling logs, it would just be like,
yeah.
like something.
I kind of want to see this show like that, though. Like,
you know?
Like, but like,
fuck
real,
you, Harris.
Like real scratchy, poorly animated, and be like, dude, I kind of like this, you know. Or like, oh. Or like, if I'm being real, can I be real for a second in my director seat?
Are you anything
like,
else?
I want like the show to get like, I want it to be really poorly animated in the beginning and then slowly get like better animated because the character is like falling in love with life again. Right.
Yeah. And by the like, end, it's going to be live action.
Like, yeah, like it's like the world looks better because I feel it in my body that like things are good, you know, like when you get too high and like colors seem more color, you know, it's like that. That's what I'm talking about, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Thorfinn looks down and his hand is just a real person's hand. He's like, what the fuck?
It's like fucking like, SpongeBob. Like when they have so many of those fucking cuts of like real life.
Yeah. Or like when Simpsons is like, I got five fingers. What?
One thing I wanna bitch about too about the English dub, bro. Not hearing Thorfinn's name, Thorfinn. Kills me.
Yeah.
Thorfinn or Thorkil. Also, them not calling Askeladd, but like Ashelad. Whack. That's whack.
That is wild. Episode one. Intro starts. Fire. I'm into it.
Fire!
Fire, bro.
Dude, that intro. That intro. And I was like, they had big shoes to fill.
Yeah. They did. Because the first intro is one of my favorite intros.
Because Mukanjo, I think it's called. Dude, I listen to that like once a week, you know? To this day. Like, if I could go back, I don't know if it won Song of the Year when we watched it. It should have.
It
was up there, and I was really mad that it didn't. And then you fucking idiots.
What beat it?
I don't remember, but it
was.
I mean, there's no way it wasn't anything but Jujutsu Kaisen's intro.
It cannot be, dude. If I let Jujutsu Kaisen's intro go past Mukanjo,
I mean,
I'm mad at me.
You would have let the better intro win.
Dude, then I'm on my fucking
Because the Jujutsu Kaisen one was way better. I don't know.
Unreal, dude.
I love the Vinland Saga one.
What do you think is going to happen this year?
That JJK one was fucking...
It was good.
You are my specialist pretty good for this year.
That one's really good for sure, but Mukanjo was really fucking good. But this one's good. This one, I feel like it let me know what the show was going to be.
Yeah. Yep. A tone change for a tone change, and it was a great fucking tone change.
Yep.
That's what I call my asshole.
Got him, dude.
The tone change?
The tone change.
Jordy thinks it was Ranking of Kings that won.
Really? No. Oh,
no.
I think the second intro for Ranking
we
of
saw,
Kings.
We saw the first season of Vinland Saga back in like 22.
Yeah, Ranking of Kings was this last season.
Different year.
This last year.
Yeah. Oh, you're right.
Yeah. That was the Anime Trap House season 3.
Yeah.
We're talking about season 2.
The writers changed. The writers changed. Yeah. We're in a new arc now.
We get seasons. I think we're in still season 1.
Yeah.
We don't take breaks.
The show starts and the narrator tells you to carve it. Carve it. You see it? Carve it. You see water? Dude. Carve it. If you see skin, carve it. If you see a carve it.
That's Cody.
Carve it, dude.
Like that's me. That's the poem Cody has on his wall in his studio.
Yep.
That's how I started tattooing is because I seen this intro and I'm like, carving. I see skin. I'm carving it.
Yeah.
He's like, I just got to go to a foreign land, steal them, and carve them.
Yep. And carve them.
Yep. We meet a guy named Einar, who owns a farm with his sister and his mom. And he's chopping a tree, apparently training in case people attack the farm. Mom's like, dude, nobody's coming. Oh, what? You think people are going to attack twice? They can't do that. It's double jeopardy, you fucking idiot. Yeah. Okay?
Lightning can't strike the same place twice.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
She hit me hard here. She was like, you might be big, but you're not built to fight. And I was like, whoa.
Right.
Oh, shit. Yeah, got me.
Yeah. So, yeah, she's like, yeah, there. You cannot attack the same place twice. So then they get attacked again. Like, directly after. Like, right after.
Literally, like, she called them.
She called them. She's like, can you please just stop over here and just murder all of us, please? And they did.
They were like,
they lit the farm on fire.
A bunch of people crazy, just stopped. Excuse me. We've already been attacked.
Yeah, she fucking smelled the smoke. She's like, no fucking way, dude.
No fucking today? Way, dude.
Today? Wow.
After I had my milk.
She looked around for the camera so she could, like, gym it, you know?
So yeah, the Danes are coming now, and they killed the people that invaded first, killed their dad before. And they're like, we're finishing the fight. Fucking Halo 3, dude. We're coming back. So the family tries to run. She tells them to run ahead. She gets hit in the back with an arrow. And then, of course, the kids come back to her. And she's like, with her dying breath, she's like, get the fuck out of here, dude. Like, oh, I'm dying. I'm dead.
I'm dude. Gone.
Yeah. One arrow? I actually did think about that. I was like, one arrow? Like, do you immediately assume they're dead? Or do you be like, oh, I got you?
Well, it's by the fact that she fell down. Like, yeah, she's dead.
She's old.
She died.
Just, I was like, they don't got no antibiotics.
An arrow hits you, I'll be like, yeah. You're dead. I don't know. It's in
if it even grazes you, dude, I'm gone. And you're like, no, like, I'm totally fine. I can keep. No, you're dead, dude. Like,
I was gone with the smell of smoke. Fuck yeah. Your arrows. Yeah, you're gone.
Yeah. Fucking somebody makes a small little campfire. I'm out.
I'm okay. Gone, dude. Run for miss the me river. With that smoke, follow dude. It south. Like, goodbye.
That's why I don't go camping. I don't know what to tell you, man. I'm gone. I get in my car immediately. I'm gone, dude.
So her That's kids good. Are like huddled around her. And of course, that gives enough time for the Danes to come over. And and then the guy wants to rape Einar's sister. I mean,
yep.
It's war.
You Classic.
Know? When the guy grabs her, she takes a hair needle thing and stabs him in the shoulder. And then he slashes her chest. Like, that's what happens, I guess.
I just love how this show doesn't play around. They're like, all right, you fuck around, you're about to find out. Dead.
Yeah.
Dead.
Yep.
And Einar just has to walk. Einar's just there.
Yeah. Einar literally fucking squares up and gets punched in the face.
And then
dragged
down.
Away. Yeah.
Yeah.
He just sits and then down. And gets like, dragged. Dang.
And these motherfuckers that just murdered his family are like, hey, you hungry? You want to grab some Don's after this, dog?
Yeah, dude.
And he's like, yeah, we got to figure out what the fuck to do with this idiot.
We got beer money right here. Yeah, we're going to get some food,
dude. Maybe play a couple hands of spades or some shit. I don't know.
I mean, what else are you going to do after you just did that? Like, that was a big night. Yeah. You could
I know. It's just like in the perspective of Einar, he's like, everything is gone now. And these guys are like, we can sell them for beer money. It's fucking
yeah, dude. Shit's it's nuts. Good, dude.
Hey, what's chaos for the fly is normal for the spider, okay?
Dude, what? You're just so smart.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I watch a lot of Adam's Family.
You know, if they don't understand, they don't understand. If they don't understand, they'll never understand me.
That fucking line, dude. Oh.
It's a good one.
Oh. That should have me singing that zombie song, dude.
Bro, I heard Harris' voice when he said
I know.
That shit.
I heard my own voice when they were talking. I was like, I'm in this?
What? So Einar's on a ship now, and some lady's coughing real bad, and two dudes say, we got to move her out of here. And then Einar's like, oh, I wonder where they're moving her. And then they chuck her overboard. And she's like, hey, I'm dying. That's it.
Right.
And then he's like, hey, out, what the fuck? And he's like, and then the two guys are like, what? Like,
here's some blankets. Don't get sick.
Know. Yeah.
You see how beautiful those waves
look? Did you hear her coughing?
Looked?
Yeah.
You know, everyone after that was like,
yep.
Right.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. So he gets onto this island or place and. This dude's trying to sell him. And at one point he tries to run away, but he gets caught and he gets beaten to be an example. It's like, this is why people don't run. And he gets beat the fuck out of. One day at the people shop, Leif Erikson shows up looking for Thorfinn. He looks at Einar and he's like, he looks at the shop owner. He's like, is that guy blonde? Is that guy small? Why the fuck would you think that's my nephew? And the dude's like, I don't know. Do you want him?
It's fucking wild, dude.
Yeah. And what? Fucking Leif Erikson looks Einar in the face and said, sorry, bro. And he leaves.
Dude, he gives him a quick squeeze on the arm and he's like,
you're not the one.
You should have just been like, dude. You should have looked at him and been like, all right, say Unky. Unky. That doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel right. No.
He fucking just like pops one. He's like, yeah, you'll do.
Yeah. One armpit handshake.
Oh, I hate that.
I'm on my way.
So then some other dude named Kettle buys him and takes him to his farm. And when he gets
after
to the
he
farm,
looks at his teeth like a dog, dude.
Yeah.
He's like, show me them teeth. I gotta know your health.
Gotta have good teeth.
Gotta check them gums. What's your age?
Yep.
True. He's like, You coughing? You coughing a lot?
You coughing, dude?
Yeah, he grabs his balls. He's like, cough right now.
Yeah. And then he puts his dick in his mouth and he's like, come.
When they get to the farm, Kettle introduces Einar to Thorfinn, a fellow slave. End episode one.
Yeah, this guy's a Spartacus out of Pirates of the Caribbean.
It was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Definitely Spartacus vibes at
Boats
the people's
and slaves,
shop.
Dude. Mm-hmm.
Boats and slaves.
Boats and slaves.
Boats and slaves. Boats and slaves. Boats and slaves. Gotta have me my boats and slaves.
I don't like that at all.
Well, it's Step Brothers.
He did it.
That's Step Brothers.
It was a choice. It was a choice.
Episode two.
It's a good choice.
Kettle talks or tells Einar that he'll be able to buy himself his freedom if he gets enough wheat on a farm that he has to cut down and plow and till and plant stuff. I mean, dude, I guess it's a good deal, but this shit's fucked up, dude.
I was like, I learned about this in second grade. This indentured servitude, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, I remember this vocabulary word because I was like, I don't know what these words mean, but I know that there was like, you know how you had like the vocabulary and you had to mix them, you had to match them to like the definition?
Yeah.
I was like, this was the one definition that I didn't know and I knew the other nine.
Nice.
So I was like, I know that this one is whatever is left. And now, like,
that's
I don't
a
know,
deep
like
fucking memory,
like 30
related
years later
to
or
this
something.
Word.
Yeah, I'm like, that's dude, crazy. I know what this means. I was that's like, dang, they cooked with me, you know,
yeah, dude.
Like
process of elimination works, dude.
Yeah, it's wild, man. I learned something. I learned it, and then like many years later, I applied it to my life.
Yeah,
is that education?
People are going to be worried when you're fucking 90 and the only thing you know is what indentured servitude is.
Right, I'll be watching a show.
Like, what the fuck is wrong
I'll be watching a show. I'll be like, indentured servitude. They'll be like, what?
He's just a big fan, I guess. I
He's literally sat here for the last 10 years going, ma, ma.
He's just a big fan.
Like, I don't know. I think he like talking behind your back.
They're
going to
be like,
younger.
Yeah,
they're gonna be like, I think this guy owned people.
Harris is like that's fucking, all he knows I think about. Harris is a sleeper agent, dude. He heard indentured servitude. He's like, oh fuck, I gotta buy some people right now.
You woke me up.
Buy some people.
I need to buy some land ASAP.
So Einar and Thorfinn will be working the same section of forest. They get to like the river, and Einar's like, "So what are we cutting?" And Thorfinn's like, "This."
Look around. Trees, bro.
Look around.
Trees.
He's like, you see that river?
Yeah.
Everything that's not on everything here. See the river? Everything.
Yeah. The world is your farm.
If you can walk to it and it's a tree, we cut it down.
Yeah,
we cut it.
Like, we can't cut the river, but all the other stuff, chop it.
The master owns the river. Can't cut the river.
Mm-hmm. Can't cut the river.
Yeah. This works out great because Thorfinn don't know shit ass fuck about farming, and Einar does. Thorfinn doesn't say shit to Einar, and they just start chopping trees down. Even though Kettle was like, just watch Thorfinn, and Einar's like, no, I got shit to do. And then he has one swing, and it gets stuck, and Thorfinn's like, dude, you had one job. Just don't do anything.
I hate day one at a new job or new position or whatever. Yeah, they're like, just stand there. You're like,
you don't want to feel like a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you've been told explicitly just to
you
sit
there. You
guys
have been brainwashed like so hard.
100%,
first, like,
dude.
The first like year of doing a new job, you catch me doing nothing, bro. Like,
year?
I sit there and go, I don't know. Indentured servitude.
I hate the first day as a new slave, you know, and you just don't know what to do. Like, can I go home? They're like, no.
Yeah.
No.
You're like, I really want to get started on buying my freedom back.
I want to go home. Like, no, we're going on an indenture adventure later. Yeah. You're like, I don't want to go back.
Imagine indenture adventure. God, imagine the fucking hobbits saying that. Gandalf is their master. It's like, we're going on an indenture adventure.
That's the new, like, idle mobile game that needs to come out now.
Oh, no.
You are a slave. Here is your land. Cultivate enough land to buy your freedom.
And you just have to tap to cut the trees down, and you have to do that for, like, 6 years before you can start tilling the fields.
That's so indicative of the economic situation we're facing in America right now. Honestly, unreal.
It's really indicative.
I mean, we are, like, if you own a house, you are an indentured servant. You know?
Honestly, if you're born in America, welcome to servitude.
Yeah, here's your gun, your cheeseburger.
Here's your dentures. You're a servitude now.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Yeah. Don't forget this credit card.
Yep.
Have a good time.
Einar is like, food? Where? Thorfinn's like, yeah, they're bringing it. Don't worry. Some dudes bring it, and it's like 90% eaten. Mm-hmm. And they bring a horse. And Einar's like, it's like, man, that was my food. And he's about to get mad. And then Thorfinn walks up, and he's like, thank you. You're the best. And then he, like, sucks his dick. He's like, thank you for this food.
Thanks. Like, that's how you get more food.
Yeah.
You eat it from them.
Yeah.
Hey, you steal my protein.
Yeah. Oh. You gotta suck the dick faster and make him come quicker.
I hate your suck face. I fucking hate it so much.
It's such a good suck face, dude. I hate it.
It reminds me of the mask from Demon Slayer, the one fucking swordsman.
Oh, yeah, dude.
That's the face it looks like.
It reminds me. Look like that, she's not sucking hard enough.
Reminds me of
Aubrey. I need those cheeks indented.
Yeah.
Reminds me of every hamster.
Yeah, dude.
Einar's like, bro, we're the master slaves. Like, we. They're going to take care of
this dude's been a slave.
You know who my master is?
He's been a slave for a day, dude, and he's already like, give me more food.
He's got a big head like, about it.
Yeah,
he's like,
dude.
Shut the fuck up, dude. Like,
yeah.
I was like, you better just
next. They're
less.
Gonna wipe their shit on it as like butter. Like, shut the fuck
now,
up.
Now you know why Batiatus rolled the way he did. You know,
yeah, dude,
that's right.
Yep.
He didn't play.
Yeah, a little butt broth.
So yeah, Thorfinn stops him from doing something stupid and thanks the guys for the food. The dudes let Thorfinn use the horse, which is apparently their job to get the logs into the water. They work hard in Einar plans on telling Kettle that those dudes were assholes. Like, real fucking tattletale fucking vibes from him.
Yeah, dude. Real fucking little kid.
He's just making me realize that, like, if I ever lose this current job, I'm too union-coded now. I'd be like, I got rights. They're like, shut up. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, Dick, shut the fuck up, dude.
I don't think you fucking
They're
get
not going
to
let us go to lunch, okay?
They'll cut our lunch down from 15 minutes to 15 seconds, okay?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude.
They run into Kettle on the way back to the farm, but instead of telling Kettle what happened, Einar's too busy staring at a cutie in his cart.
Yeah, dude.
That does happen. That does happen sometimes.
He's like,
his dick starts
ooh,
spitting.
Girl, you
he
look like my sister.
Yeah. Little
I
bit
thought,
of
I thought it was his sister for a minute, and I was like,
he has
is he
type.
Horny, or is he like, oh my God, she's alive?
Both.
Oh. Both.
Listen, very happy.
The farm is small.
I
dude,
thought
Slim
of it
Pickens
as
back in
this
the day,
being
right?
Like, dude, like, yeah, back in the day. Like, you don't have the power of internet and TV and everything.
Yeah. Yeah, you like, open Tinder. Yeah. It's just your sister on there.
And what
that's
I
it.
No, what I'm saying is that like if I'm at this level now, right? And I'm just out in a farm being indentured, and then there's a woman, just not even just a 5 out of 10. I think I'd lose my fucking mind.
Yeah, I'm like she has a full set of teeth. and her, and I don't smell her shit wafting in my face right now.
Oh, you're definitely gonna smell the shit. I mean, it's back in the day. Everybody probably smelled like shit. Yeah,
he's small. Thorfinn's beautiful. I'd fucking
got that.
Slam
he got
Thorfinn.
That gold hair.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
He washes once, bro. Better watch them cheeks.
Yeah. The next day, Kettle and his workers are harvesting some wheat, and we see Kettle's son Omar failing to harvest wheat and getting pissed when Kettle corrects him, saying his dad's a piece of shit. This dude.
Fuck you, dad.
Fuck you, dad.
Fuck you.
I'm gonna be a fucking sword man.
I'm a sword guy.
Dad.
Yeah, look at this. And it's funny, he tries to pull his sword out. He can't even get it all the way out. And everybody's like, what the fuck is he doing?
Yeah. Fucking little bitch. So yeah, he fucking runs away after that. He's like, you just don't understand me. This isn't a phase. Later, Omar finishes busting in some girl, and her parents are outside like, dude, let's fucking go, dude. Let's fucking go. Clap
bro,
his cheeks,
this is a
dude.
Lot, dude.
At first, I was like, who is this creepy old dude? And then his wife shows up, and he's got the cup with his ear on the cup listening through the wall. And he's like, yeah, get fucking, they're about to fuck again. They're about to fuck again. Don't go in there.
You know
he's like, I think she's sucking to where her cheeks are indented. So like, I think y'all forgot
the father of the fucking year. All right.
Yeah, dude.
that father should have been in that room. Telling the guy, this is how you plow my daughter.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. This is how I did it.
This is how I did it.
He's coaching her. He's like, you need to suck harder. Those cheeks aren't all the way in, soldier.
Yeah, all the way in.
Indenture those fucking cheeks.
Indenture them.
Yeah, dude. Your mouth is indentured to his dick, all right?
So Omar busts out the door, pissed that these lowlifes just want his cum. That's all everyone wants is his rich cum. And he's sick of it. He heads out and runs into two drunk dudes that are apparently the bodyguards of the farm. They invite Omar to drink, and it's not really an invitation. They just start leading the horse. Like I'm asking you, but it's just a formality. Like, you're coming to drink with us. Einar talks about his past as him and Thorfinn fall asleep, and Thorfinn doesn't say anything. Just thinks about his own shit. End episode 2.
Yeah, it's because it's an Animal Crossing out of, I lost it.
Damn.
It's just Animal Crossing.
Big Mama's house.
You remember when you tried to fuck Kikei Cool, you know, after his concert?
Yeah.
That's what was happening at the end.
No.
Okay.
No, not enough Animal Crossing fans here?
No. I was with you.
No.
Okay.
Episode 3. The drunk dudes go back to their fort and are watching some dudes fight. Omar's getting drunk and pissed that nobody takes him seriously and treat him like a child. He picks a fight with one of the drunk guys, Fox, and both of them just laid him out. They push him over and they fucking... Yeah. And he starts crying. And they're like, I mean, look at you. Of course people think you're a child. You're literally having a tantrum right now. And then Fox is like, you want to know how to become a man? You have to kill someone. Mm-hmm. And Omar's like, who should I kill? He's like, well, lucky you. You own people. So you can kill them. He's like, oh, sick. So then Einar wakes up, pisses, and wakes Thorfinn up from a night terror. Thorfinn says, I don't remember what I was dreaming about. I'm crazy. That's nuts. Like, to wake him up, he's like, oh. I feel good.
Einar's like, dude, I've never heard somebody make that noise before. What the fuck happened?
He's just like, when I wake up, my throat's raw all the time.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. But I feel so rested.
Air must be dry. Just dry air, you know? Mm-hmm. They run into the cute girl at the well, and Einar introduces himself. She's also a slave like them, but is a personal attendant of Kettle. I don't remember what her name is.
It's a weird name.
Yeah.
It's hard to
pronounce.
They're all
weird names.
It's like
Brunhilde.
Yeah. Mm. Like Brunhilde or like Jennifer, you know?
Okay. So yeah, her name's Jennifer. The two bodyguards from the night before show up and say, hey, we need Einar and Thorfinn. Wonder for what?
Uh-oh.
They bring them to the fort where Omar's just going to kill Einar. I don't know why they brought both of them, but.
I mean, you got to pick. I mean, maybe he gets the bloodlust.
Well, I think he told him to kill both of them, and then he's like, "If you don't want to kill both of them, kill one of them. Kill that one." You know, because Einar was like, "What the fuck?" And Thorfinn's like just standing there, like, you know, listening to like Evanescence in his head.
He's just there, wake me up, wake me up inside.
They bring him to the fort. Yeah, Einar's gonna get killed. Einar freaks out about being killed and tackles Omar. Thorfinn is like, "Jesus Christ, if it's so important, just kill me. I don't care." We go to a farm where some dude wakes up from a nap. He leaves after talking to an old man and heads to the fort where the bodyguards are.
Thorfinn's just like, "I can't do any more meetings, okay?"
Yeah,
just...
I don't know how to hear any more about dying.
You guys are just so loud. Just do it to me, dude.
Yeah. So the bodyguard called Fox walks up to Thorfinn talking about how everyone's scared to die. That's just human nature. Thorfinn says, "Why? Why fear?
What about God?
Life sucks. Literally nothing good has ever happened to me in my life. Yeah, why would I care?" Yeah, dude.
He's pulling he's pulling his Christopher Walken, one of the guys like where he's just like, "I don't want to," you know?
Yeah, dude.
I know what you're talking about.
I
the movie Seven Psychopaths. He's like, I'll shoot you. And he's like, "I don't care." Yeah.
Dude just starts cutting them all over. And then he slices half his ear off.
Dude, that was
this shit was cool.
Did not see that one coming.
The ear part wasn't even the best part. He got his face, he got everything.
No, the ear was definitely the best part.
I don't know.
What was better than that?
I would flinch really hard on a face cut. You go for my ear, that's my ear. Whatever.
Okay, but you also didn't see your father die in front of you and then kill like 100+ people in the war.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying that made me flinch more. The face cut.
That's wild, bro. Okay.
That's insane of you to say out loud.
Snake just watching too. He's like, "That dude, damn, this motherfucker really don't care, bro." That shit's crazy.
That's crazy, dude. Thorfinn no sells the fuck out of it. The dude that showed up that was sleeping is apparently the boss of the fort.
He watched for a good bit.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, I don't think he gave a fuck. He just saw that Thorfinn was a G, and he's like, "I don't want that guy to die because he has some shit."
If all my people fuck up, he'll
might
save
be
us.
Useful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the boss walks up and asks Fox, he's like, What's going on here?" And then decks him, punches his face so goddamn hard.
The face cave in on this animation?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Get good. Real.
It's so good.
Are you kidding?
It was disgusting.
I feel like I was watching Baki for a second. Their face sucked in.
Yep. Yeah. End episode 3.
Yeah, this gets a... Dude, my brain is not working right now. This gets... Who sings that song, "All My Friends Are Dead, Push Me to the Edge"? It was not Evanescence. Is it Juice WRLD?
"All My Friends Are Dead."
Breaking
Lil Uzi Vert.
Lil Uzi Vert. Yeah. This gets a Lil Uzi Vert out of Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2.
Okay.
Listen,
if you don't get it, you don't get it. If you don't get it, you'll never understand.
I'd rather him not explain it at this point because it makes it better.
One who knows nothing can understand nothing.
It's true. It's right, you know.
He is right, you know.
Episode 4. The boss is called Snake. What's the word for it, Harris?
Hebby. Like heavy, but like how they would say it in Japan, you know?
Yeah, they don't use bees.
He's so hebby. also Hispanic people.
I guess. He's so hebby. Hebby. Is that like also that accent? Like they can't say V's? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't.
What are you looking up to?
I don't know.
God, dude.
He's looking up to Jesus to tell him. You know,
Jesus needs to tell me, man.
Jesus.
If there's no. a V. Vosotros. There's a V. In
oh, there's a V.
Yeah, I was like, what are you talking about? There are Vs. And you're like looking up the sky.
You know Croatian. You don't know Spanish. Shut up, dude. You don't know. Stay in your skin color lane, okay? You can't know. You can't know all the languages because you know one white language,
I
okay?
barely know Croatian.
Also, vamos.
Yeah.
Got us.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm. Episode 4. Snake calls them all idiots, and he swings at Thorfinn, which makes Thorfinn defend himself, unlike he did with Fox, because he knew in his fucking plums that Snake was going to kill the fuck out of him, because he saw Ask My Dad in his eyes. He's like, oh, fuck, I've seen that shit before.
Dude, you ever abuse someone so bad that they're about to get hit by someone, and they see you in that person?
He's like, damn, you beat me like my dad. Holy shit.
You beat me like my second dad that killed my crazy, first dude. Dad.
You didn't kill my second dad, though. You're not my third dad, okay?
You're not gonna be the third dad.
Oh, imagine if that's how Thorfinn just gets dads. He like sees it in their eyes. He's like, "You're my new dad."
Imagine that. You kill someone, a grown man comes up to you. He's like, "You're my dad now." You're like the avatar of dads right now. Fuck.
Thorfinn's like, huh? Maybe live, not so bad.
Enter the avatar state as a dad. You just get out the belt.
So Pater, the blind guy. Hey, Pater.
Hey, Pater.
That name's a bait, and they fucking.
Hey, Pater.
Hey, Pater.
Oh, Pater.
Pater.
Oh, Pater.
Look out, I'm about to go call Pater. We're going to have to fucking go find you.
Be careful speaking in that accent, dude.
Yeah, it's,
I know.
I feel like you're gonna get taken over by the fucking racist Holy Ghost.
You're gonna go into the Avatar racist state.
I was like, who are we finding, Cody?
God damn.
Yeah, that's why I just stopped. I was like, what? That accent is not great.
You
not.
Reach back into all of your ancestors, yeah, you know? Dude. Like when you start no, talking.
They're not
that.
My ancestors. Come on now.
You don't think I'm you have a single? I am sure that you have an ancestor that's dropped, that's done some.
I don't
want
to go down that road. Right.
Yeah, dude. Come on, man.
Well, I mean, like mine, like took over all of Asia, dude. Like I get it.
Pater. Pater. The blind. He used to be a slave, but he's not anymore. And he patches Thorfinn up with some medicine and gives Thorfinn an old poncho. Einar's like, hey, say thank you, you fuck. Thorfinn does not. And Pater is like,
I don't
want to
be alive, bro.
Thorfinn's like, I've been screaming all night. I have no voice. Not get it?
Right. That's why every time Thorfinn talks, he talks slightly low like this. I'm just listening to a lot of Evanescence and Limp Bizkit. I can't.
Yeah, dude. My Discord kitten broke up with me. Hate that. So they're... Oh, yeah. And also Thorfinn says, like, strong hit, strong kill a weak. Just natural.
Strong kill weak.
I never done like that.
Einar's like, dang, that boy's seen some shit.
Yeah. So yeah, they're cutting wood in the forest, and Einar's like, hey, weird question. I mean, it's probably a no. It'd probably be a no. Have you ever killed anybody? Dorfin's like, yeah. A lot of fucking people, dude.
He's like, yeah.
I can't count.
He's like, yeah. He's like, how many? He's like, huh?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. What does how that even matter?
Are you wanting me to... Are you wanting me to put a number on this?
Yeah. He's like, probably the same amount you have. Like, what are you talking about?
How many digits do you think?
Yeah. Kill? It's like, you know how many of your family members were killed? Multiply that by like...
Realistically, Thorfinn has killed more people than that dude has seen.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Right. He lived in a village, probably like a few hundred people, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe not even a few hundred. It looked like a few tens.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Like maybe in the 80s. Tens, dude. Maybe in the 80s. He's probably like seen like 350 people.
He shared the plow with.
And I'm pretty sure Thorfinn killed like 350 people in that scene where he just jumped in the fortress.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So sick, dude.
So many people died.
So yeah, Thorfinn's like, yeah, I it was a hobby for quite some time.
I dabble.
He's like however much you're currently thinking, double that and then double that again.
I had the dumbest thought just now, and I need to say it. Like, imagine there's like a soldier of fortune or like a soldier in the army or something, and he like names his kills after the Pokemon. So he's like this is number 25 kill. Like, yeah, I remember my Pikachu kill.
Yeah, you know? That's so stupid.
I'm looking for that Raichu kill, baby, right around the corner.
You're an idiot.
I hate that.
That sounds like
I hate that I came up with that.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Made it even worse. Yeah, if it's a cop. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, Thorfinn also tells Einar that he fought for the Danes, which is who killed his family. Einar's like, yeah, hate that. This guy's gonna die. And then at night, Thorfinn is sleeping, and Einar's like, I'm just gonna choke him to death.
I'm just gonna choke him.
He's just gonna die by my hands. Thorfinn just keeps sleeping. He ends up going into like a fucking night terror again. And then Einar can't do it. Thorfinn wakes up. He's like, he probably just thinks he has really bad fucking sleep apnea. And I was thinking, like, is that just what sleep apnea is? God's just like, fucking just die.
Choking you.
Just fucking die.
This scene was jokes so on him. Fucking good, dude.
It was.
Yeah, the dream sequence was phenomenal.
Because the amount of time Einar spends just looking down as Thorfinn's just screaming in the background. Yeah. Contemplating his life.
How good of a person Einar is all the time, right?
Yeah.
And the rage and hurt and pain that he had when he's like, I'm going to fucking kill you, you know? Mm-hmm. But even then, he's just like, damn it, dude. And he just thinks about how broken this man already is. Mm-hmm. And for him to like go like, hey, it's not all bad.
Honestly, it wasn't like crazy. It was you who,
right?
It wasn't you who did it. And what if he was just like, no, it was.
He's like, I mean, he basically did. He's like, I am the exact same.
Yeah.
You know,
I was there last summer.
Yeah, I remember burning this place down. They grew it back fast. That's another reason why I love this fucking show, like in Einar's character, because they really like drive home the fact that within every man are two wolves. And like,
you are correct, sir. You are correct.
I hate it too, because the moment he got serious, I'm like, this is going not well.
That's Justin using the ability to lie for good.
That
you
is
know?
True.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. At the end of this episode, who do we get a glimpse of? Oh, also Thorfinn thanks Einar for waking him up. And Einar's like, it's fine. Just go to fucking sleep. I can't do any more about screaming. All right.
You're screaming too much, bro.
So yeah, at the end of the episode, who do we get a glimpse of? Why, if it isn't Mr. Knut Scootenboogie.
End episode 4. Knut Scootenboogie.
I hate Knut Scootenboogie so much. Yeah, this gets a Smallville out of
what's happening, bro? What's going on,
right, dude?
Space Jam.
I went like three different places, and then my brain said no. I was gonna say this gets I Will Survive, but I don't remember who sang it. And then I started thinking about Cake because they did a cover of it. But then I was thinking about actual Cake. It went.
You just played fucking word association.
I Will Survive out of ice cream cake.
Yeah. Like I went. Yeah. Like I don't. My brain is not working, dude.
How deep can you go before you get to Taylor Swift, dude? You know,
I don't know.
Like eventually, you're just gonna get to Taylor Swift.
Yeah, like ice cream cake, and then like summer, and then summertime tours, and then truck drivers, and then truck drivers to Taylor Swift.
That roadmap works.
I know. That's why
that
said
fucking
it,
really works. Holy fuck!
I'm stupid.
Episode 5. Canute is marching across England to flop his cock out and declare himself the King of England. We get a flashback of Ask My Dad killing the old Dane King as Canute marches. Since the old king died, some other guy named Ethelred, did we see him in season 1? Was he a thing? I didn't think so. No. Okay. He declared himself king after he was exiled to wherever the fuck he was. He's like, I'm back, bitches, and I'm the king. Canute laid waste to some town, and when he sees his people raping and pillaging, he says, they're dead. Behead them. Put their heads on the road so everybody can see.
Yep. He's like, I wish they would have said something about that? And he's like, he's like, oh, you were serious about that? He's like, yeah, I was serious about that. And he's like, but
he's like, I CC'd you, right?
He's like, hey, what are they doing?
You got that email?
And dude just like, oh, that's rape. You know, that's what we do. Like, you take the town, you rape, you steal. He's like, I said no to
that. He's like, what's the fucking point then?
Yeah. So, okay, I want to know if anybody gets this, all right? Anytime I see a head on a stake, I think of a single movie.
A single movie?
Early 2000s.
Head on a comedy. Stake.
To Tropic Thunder.
Nope.
Oh.
No, because I've got one on my head, and it'll never be...
I'll name the actor. Martin Lawrence.
Yeah, I got nothing.
What Knight fucking he was in?
The Black Knight?
Black Knight, yeah.
Yep. Okay.
I keep thinking of Joffrey.
Is there a cut? Very deep cut, dude.
Ned's huh? not.
There
that's
is.
A dark. Cut, dude.
There
I
is.
Forgot
there?
About that yeah. movie.
Same, except for that. Anytime I see a fucking head on a stick, it's that fucking movie.
Huh.
Dude, that movie was so good. Martin Lawrence was a fucking gem, dude. Yeah, dude. Like, now he's, you know, he's kind of a piece of shit, but, like, dude, I'll still go back and watch all Martin Lawrence's movies.
So. I mean, fucking, yeah. What was it, Bad Boys?
Hmm. He had his hair slicked real back.
Yeah. Had his hair slicked real back.
So, Canute spared the leader of the town, which pissed off Thorkell, because he's like, I just want to kill. Mm-hmm. I just want to kill, okay? It's in my name. I kill people, all right?
I kill the shit out of them, dude.
Thorkel's like, hey, remember what I told you back then? I said, I want to see who you're going to become, all right? I don't like it, all right? And I'm getting pretty sick of it. And if your behavior doesn't change, I'm out.
Oh, there's like five guys trying to hold him back. And he's like, will you guys stop? And he just throws one.
Yeah.
Like, he's just wasting energy.
So good. He says, you can't just avoid war if you want to become King of England. Canute says, yeah, I can.
I've seen Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I know how it works. Okay. Canute meets the town's mayor, and the town's mayor is a supporter of Ethelred, but tries to bribe Canute with 4,000 pounds of silver. And this is the hardest shit. He's like, wait, you're offering 4,000 silver of my own money. Because last I checked, you're in England. I'm England.
This is
bro.
You are in me trying to give fuck, me gold. Dude. You might as well try to give me my cum from my balls.
Yeah, dude.
Back in my you know, mouth. I didn't get the scene until just now when he said that.
this I'm talking about. This scene was good, but it went on for like
it did
five
go on for
minutes,
a long time.
Man.
Yeah.
I was like, I fucking get it. You're like badass now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he had to walk on it, you know? Yeah.
Which is fine. Like, I get it. You were all in our Joker arc sometimes, okay? Like, I get it.
Canute
he's trying to light it on fire. But
he's like, it's not about the money. It's about sending a message. Throw some fire on it. Nothing happens. Yeah, he's like, it's about the message. You get it.
In 800 years, this will burn, okay?
This will make
won't
sense.
Be coins.
We will go to paper currency.
Canute says, poison Ethelred, or your village is gone, all right? Dude says, no fucking way. Canute says, come here. Walk with me outside real quick.
Walk
come on.
Me, dude.
Come on.
Why does he go with him?
I don't know. I mean,
well,
what else can
he
do?
Did,
I mean,
he did wait, guy, and I then he did go with, like, his own soldiers, so he, you know.
Yeah.
But, like, what are they really going to do?
But also, it was one of those things where it's, yeah, like.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, so they go outside, and there's this big, like, fucking pyre. And then they light it up, and it's a signal fire. And then they see another one in the distance. And then they see another one. And then another one. And then another one. And then you realize this is Lord of the Rings Two Towers because they're all getting fucking lit, dude.
All getting lit.
Yep. And he's like, I could have you fucking burnt to ash like that, okay? Poison the
bitch.
He's
like, you see this shit? This is the squad. This is, we're already here, bro.
This is how I know I'd be a shitty ruler, though. Because like if I was the king of this area and Canute did this, I would look at him and be like, I don't understand. Can you explain what this tactic means? Like,
squad's here. I don't need to come to your land. We been here, bro. I got people deep fucking bitches right now. They're having families, and I said if I had the drop of a dime, they'll kill them. It's over.
I do gotta say that my brain has been broken by Baki too much because this scene, when he's like, use your imagination, and then the guy's on the ground like, I was like, oh, dude, the fucking announcer's going to come. He's be like, in his mind at that moment, he was not looking at clouds of smoke, but actually every village.
That's what I need. I need the announcer.
That would have been good, dude. Mm-hmm.
I forgot to even fucking, I wrote that down, but I just didn't say it. Yeah, they had that fucking like History Channel montage of what the status of England is now.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I mean,
yeah. Who cares? Right. We get a montage of, all of the opponents to Canute just dying. Like the first one was Ethelred, mm-hmm. and then Ethelred's son. And it's just, he just poisons him. He's like, man, that's crazy. I can't believe all these people are dying.
That's crazy.
No like,
illness. I guess really I own it again. Yeah.
I mean, I guess if nobody else is going to step up, I'll take it. I'll be king.
Canute looked at it. He's like, oops, all land. And it's mine.
Yep. And then Thorkell's like, man, dude, I just want to kill
where's
someone.
Where's all the
killing? I just want to die. I just want to die people.
Why is it oops all land, not oops all dead people?
Yeah, dude.
You know?
And episode 5.
I love too,
because
that guy's like, come with us. We go kill people. He's like, don't you ever tell me who to kill. I swear to fucking God, bro. I'm like, damn, bro. I don't even know what he wants anymore.
He wants to kill people.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, who does he want to kill?
Whoever he wants to kill, dude.
He looks at someone, he's like, I can kill that person. And then he does it.
I don't get it. Because the dude was like, you want to kill people? We could go over here and find people.
I needed a Baki announcer for all the smoke fire going up. You need one for Thorkell's inner monologue, you know?
Yeah.
End episode 5.
Yeah, this gets Lord of the Rings out of... fuck me, dude. I said it earlier, too. So, Game of Thrones. That's okay. What it was.
Go get a cat scan.
It's going so fast, okay? I don't have time.
Go get a cat, dude.
I need a cat.
Go get a cat, dude.
Get you a car alarm.
You should get a cat.
Yeah, go get a car alarm and huff its piss. Like, it usually helps.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Does it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Episode 6.
Yeah, except you got to get, like, the contraption to hold it down. Mm-hmm. So that way.
Yeah, you got to get the cat stirrups, and it spreads their legs, and then you can huff the cat.
Tail up.
You gotta get them mad. So you gotta get two cats, but they gotta hate each other. They gotta be beefing real hard. And then you get one in the stirrups, and then you're like, check this out. And they go, and then they shoot. They spray piss right in your face because they
cat
get mad.
Cat porn in the background, or it doesn't work.
Yeah. And then you go, and then you get really high, and then your brain, you open your third eye of your brain.
You know how
you can say,
you guys really see colors then.
Because the way that you're talking about this with the cat stirrups and shit makes me know you're stupid. Why wouldn't you just put like a rope around them and then just like apply them to your face like a fucking scuba gear, you know?
That is one way to skin a cat, you know?
That's one way to do it, but what we're talking about is already scientifically proved and put into episodes of shows. So like...
Yeah.
Just do that.
Oh, because shows.
Because shows.
Because shows.
Because shows. Yeah. Because shows.
Unbelievable, dude.
All right. Einar and Thorfinn are trying to get a stump out of the ground, but shit's hard. They realize
it's hard, dude.
They need a horse. But there's no chance that's going to happen.
Thorfinn's just in the back, and like, my boy has done nothing but kill people. And it shows.
Yeah.
He's just got his stick, and he's like got it underneath, and he's pushing it towards the stump. And I'm like, brother, leverage.
Did you not watch Mashle?
Go down.
Muscle and Magic? Like, leverage magic, dude.
Go down. Push down,
down up,
brother.
Dude.
Yeah. I'm going to say this now because I'm going to forget when the episode ends. This Ed and Eddie. I'll find the second one on the way, but right now that's where I'm at because they're like, that's my horse.
Okay, all right.
Go ahead.
Einar tries to get a horse, but the stable guy's like, no, you're a slave, go fuck yourself. I'm not letting you
ask for shit, bro. But,
yeah, like, you're a fucking dumb idiot slave.
He's crazy.
Yeah.
He's like, you think if the shovel walks up to me and says, give me a horse, I'm going to give it to the shovel, dude? You fucking stupid.
Einar is fucking pissed. He's like, well, you know, give me a horse. I asked for a horse. They didn't give me a horse. And Thorfinn's like, what the fuck did you expect? I said they weren't going to give you a horse.
Like, do you know how
you
this, like, do you know
yeah.
what you are, brother?
Yeah.
Like, he even says, like, he's like, we had slaves back in my village. He's like, if
that part took me out. I was like, okay, so you know how this works. Like,
right. Like, if a slave came up to you and was like, give me a horse, you would have just been like, oh, yeah, no problem.
Yeah, you'd have been like, here's another slave.
And then he just rides off in the horse into the distance.
I want Thorfinn to make Einar suck on his half ear. Every time he forgets that he's a slave. Mm. He's like, this is what happens when you're a slave. Suck on it.
Gross.
Thorfinn's ear tipped like a fucking
did they put
cat.
The ear back? Dude,
No, dude, it's a flat tip ear. Then.
They probably didn't think you could. Yeah. That was probably against like the Bible or something.
Yeah.
You
that was like the 13th commandment. That's all. Yeah.
He's like, no, I can't like, play God, dog.
I don't want to spoil anything, but I want you to, throughout the next 20 episodes or whatever the fuck we have
look
to watch,
ear?
Pay attention to his ear because they fucking draw it cut off every time.
Oh,
it's
good.
So good, dude. The attention to detail is great.
It's good. So they walk home. Einar's pissed and they run into an old dude. They're like talking and the old dude responds and they're like, what the fuck? And the old guy's like, I can't talk to you from all the way over there. Get over here.
Come here.
Come here.
I
got something to show you.
Anymore.
I got something to show you.
He's on his Herbert arc.
Yeah.
Get this sweet little ass over here.
I thought you were going to make a Dune reference. I fucking.
A Dune reference?
Frank Herbert.
Frank Herbert. Oh, that's the right.
Some a Herbert arc.
Herbert.
Now I just think this guy, after he gives him the horse, he's like, you got to do chores before you pick up the horse.
Yeah.
And then chore. Oh, what the fuck? Who just
left? I'm here.
Fucking idiot, dude.
You fucking just clicking buttons,
I
thought it was
I thought dude
was going to
be like,
all right, dude.
You got to do chores before you get it and chores after you get it. And before they're like, you know, doing rocks, probably cleaning out his piss pot. And then after they drop the horse off, he's like, come to the basement.
just, come to the basement. I got to tell you about
goes,
a ruckus.
Shut the fuck up.
I'll show you my sandworm.
So old dude says, I'll lend you a horse if you do bitch work on my small farm. He introduces himself as Master Sverkel, Mr. Sverkel. And the boys do chores all day. Sverkel ends up giving them the horse and it makes easy work of the tree stumps. They head back to give the horse back to the old man, and they run into one of the asshole retainers.
This part's
retainers
stupid.
Like, why?
Yeah, this
I do you why? Because he sleeps all day?
No,
and he can't be a friend during friend times.
Or no,
like,
no.
He
because
works
they because they don't even know the name of the biggest boss there. They go,
he's not the biggest boss.
He's not the biggest
he's
boss.
Not the
he
biggest
is the biggest boss.
Boss.
He's the boss.
He's not
boss.
The biggest boss.
No,
he's not.
Not
the boss of shit. He's an old dude
they
that just so happens
master.
To live
they
on his
said he's
son's
the most
farm.
Important person on the farm.
That's literally what I heard. That's what he said.
That was the
yeah,
exact
but nobody
sentence
knows
they
his,
said.
Nobody knows his fucking name because he's washed. Okay, he's an old fuck. Yeah,
most
right?
important.
Yeah,
why are they saying he's
son.
The most important person
but you
on
can't
the
say Sverkel? I don't Sverkel.
Listen, they realize that
you guys know the CEO names of every company? Huh?
Yeah.
They realized that
he's
after.
Off in the background.
Elon Musk, George Foreman, Jeff Bezos. Look,
all I'm saying is
Sundar Pichai.
I know. Are you Mr. just Starbucks. I know all the bosses that make me have to tighten my sphincter on site. Okay, and they can't even know their own. Unreal.
He doesn't talk to anybody.
Unreal.
He literally only talks to Snake.
Ronald McDonald.
And that's fucking it.
Think of Ronald McDonald, dude. There's new people coming through all the time. They don't know.
Anyway.
They don't fucking know, dude.
Anyway.
Turnover's crazy here.
The retainers walk up and they're like, hey, where'd you get this horse? And they're like, we were given this horse. He's like, nobody's going to give a slave to a shovel, okay? Nobody's going to fucking look at a shovel and be like, let's give that a horse. All right. And then Einar and Thorfinn are like, good point. But an old man gave it to us. He's like, old man named Sverkel. He's like, that's how I know you're lying, because there's no old man named Sverkel. He's like, no, it's an old cranky man. He's like, oh, you mean the master, the old master. That's Kettle's father.
Yeah. They were using his slang name.
Yep.
Old master.
Old master.
See? Old master.
They know. They know that. Yep.
Don't like it.
All right.
You see, when that's what happens when you go in the accent.
That's too much. I didn't mean to. Seriously, some fucking recessive gene kicks that's on when saying, you use that accent.
I wasn't going to push the issue, but...
It's dangerous. When you go into the Avatar space, you draw from the past lives.
Dude, when you stare at the white stares back. Dude.
Exactly.
You threw it.
You say stare at the white, but I'm just imagining literally a black hole made of mayo.
Sick. For you, it'd probably be Miracle Whip, though.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fucking gross, dude. Disgusting. On another day, they used a horse to plow the field, and Einar realized that Thorfinn doesn't know anything about farming. He's like, just saying, man, that's crazy. A farmer must have made this fucking machine, because they know how hard this work is, because they had to do all that hoe shit. Einar's like, yeah, shit sucks.
Yeah, that's how everything is made. I don't know what you're talking about, dude.
Okay, like, what do you... okay. The fact that you just said that lets me know that you don't know anything about inventions, okay?
Yeah, dude.
Okay.
Also...
People invent shit all the time without doing anything, all right?
Yeah. Also, this was...
You guys want to know how you're wrong about Miracle Whip? Purdue agrees with you, and Purdue has the worst opinions on the fucking...
Dude, clock is right 2 times a day, so shut the fuck up.
I feel so validated.
Okay?
Also, there was a line that was just like, it was like written by a 13-year-old. He's like, you didn't have fields growing up? And he's like, battlefields, dude. And you're like,
battlefields, dude.
Shit slaps. I don't know what you're talking
about.
He's
like,
you never used a shovel? No, I only used a sword.
Yeah, he's like, what crops did you sow? And he's like, blood.
I sow chaos.
Yeah, dude. I sow chaos, dude.
That shit goes hard, dude. I don't know what the fuck.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, dude. I want to hang out with that 13-year-old that's writing shit like that, dude.
Don't say that.
You could just hang out with fucking kids and not want to fuck kids, okay?
I know, but hanging out with a random 13-year-old, kind of weird.
If they told me a 13-year-old wrote Vinland Saga, and they're like, hey, do you want to hang out with a 13-year-old that wrote Vinland Saga? Catch my ass hanging out with a 13-year-old that wrote Vinland Saga, okay?
Every time I'd be like, why are we emphasizing the 13 part?
Because you said 13!
I miss something.
You brought that here!
I'm okay with that.
Now it's a Kyle thing, dude.
Yeah. So it starts raining, or about to rain, and Einar's like, we gotta go back. So they head back, and then it starts raining. And then they go to Sverkel's place to drop off the plow. But they hear Kettle talking to his dad. And they're like, let's not interrupt him. Kettle's like, hey, dad, you're old. Let me take care of you. You can't be doing this farming shit anymore. All right. People don't even know who you are. Like, they don't even know who Sverkel is. You say Sverkel, they're like, who the fuck is Sverkel?
They say Steve Urkel. I say, no, Sverkel, dude. Like, put them together.
They're like, are you mispronouncing Sverkel? I don't understand.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, you know that Post Malone song, Sverkels?
Sverkels, dude.
Yeah, Oh no!
So that's good one, dude. This man is up on the pop culture right here.
I don't get this one at all.
Yeah,
Post Malone has a song called "Circles."
Oh God!
But I said "Circles."
You couldn't just infer that by context clues?
No, because my brain is stuck on Steve Urkel. It's just been saying Steve Urkel every time.
Yes, Steve Urkel, Sferkel.
So they go inside and they drop the thing off, and then Sferkel's like, "Hey, wash your clothes. You're disgusting." They go do that, and they run into Snake, because Snake just hangs out with this old dude. Then they have a long talk as they like sit and eat, and then the Einar and Thorfinn are like, "It really did. I love sausages."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Einar and Thorfinn.
I don't know if you're gonna get into it, but the conversation that these motherfuckers have, like, oh. I've never heard somebody shit on a night shifter more dude. In my entire life.
Yeah, dude.
They're like, he's like, "You just sleep all day." He's like, "I fucking work all night, dude."
Fucking
it's like, whatever. Yeah. You're a lazy bitch. I'm like, this is kind of how I am with Kyle.
Yeah,
dude. Kyle's always like, "I'm busy. I got no time for shit." I'm like, "Don't you just work 40 hours?" He's like, "Yeah, but like, I got a lot of other shit." I'm like, "What else do you do?"
So much.
I work nights.
So much.
I don't know. Do shit.
You do so much.
So yeah, they just talk shit to each other the whole time. And Einar and Thorfinn are like, "Why do they get along better than the son and the dad? That's weird. Never seen that happen."
Right. I feel that too, because the more mean I am to Kyle, mm-hmm. that's how he knows I love him.
Yeah.
Right, Kyle?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. It never hurts.
Yeah. Yeah, it never hurts.
Yeah. They have a long talk about why they need bodyguards and why thieves and shit don't come around the farm. It's because Kettle gives like a large donation to the king. I don't know how it works, but that just means thieves won't come. It's like a, I don't know, it's like cartel. Mafia. The mob. Mob rule. The rain stops.
Shut the fuck up.
I like extortion.
Cartel.
Kickbacks. Vig.
Cocaine.
Some would say the American government's cartel. And we're all just servitudes.
The American government's greatest trick was making you believe it didn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
I like that little push that Snake does when he's like, "Hey, Thorfinn, you know, I feel like a brigade of people showed up. I don't think we have enough people to defend it." Thorfinn's like, "You're fucking dumb. Of course you don't." And he's like, "I don't know." trying to get it out of him.
I wanted Thorfinn to be like, "I could defend it to 50 people."
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just me, Doc? Me. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. It's like the fucking Office episode where Phyllis is trying to set Michael up with her friend. And he's like, "Could she reasonably fit in a one-person rowboat?" Yeah. The rain stops and Thorfinn and Einar head back. A while later, Thorfinn and Einar spread their seed in a field, and they say they're friends. So, naturally, someone's dying pretty soon, I assume. End episode 6.
Yeah, this gets the thing I said earlier out of Spartacus.
Ed, Edd n Eddy.
Ed, Edd n Eddy. Because
that's my horse, right?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, dude.
Dang, dude, you fucking speed run.
I didn't really miss anything, though.
You didn't. I almost, like, was thinking I can't do the podcast tonight because I'm like, dude, if it goes until, like, 8:30, I'm going to pass the fuck
You're
out.
Fucking welcome, dude.
And this man.
I got the like, assignment,
before
dude.
7 o'clock, dude.
Unheard of.
This is a Kyle speed.
Nailing
Kyle.
It down.
The speed.
No, Kyle, this is a different level, dude. I've never seen you do something.
I will
quick.
Talk.
It's an hour 30.
I will talk so much faster next time now.
Dude, you got not only competition, like this man, like if running the podcast is a track and we're cars, Kyle had like the course record. Justin just came in and blew that motherfucker away.
Okay? Unreal.
So you got work to do, all right?
Unreal.
The only difference is we got the whole story, you know, with Justin.
Kyle's
there weren't like,
half of it.
There weren't some jokes that I didn't understand that I had to piece together in my brain to like figure out like, well, that's he is,
I mean,
right.
If your brain's,
Kyle,
if your brain's
melding.
Going too slow, I don't know.
No. They're melding together right now. Purdue says, he said this about 12 times now. He says, you missed all the character development because he did not like this season because there wasn't enough, you know,
fighting
shit that only 12-year-olds like. Yeah.
As the resident Shonen King, I understand, Purdue, where you're coming from.
That was good, though. That was it. 1 through 6.
It's wild to think that he was out there with two daggers killing people at 6 years old. Is that what he said?
He said, yeah, dude. Yeah.
Yeah. And now he's just retired, you know, just going to the farm. You know,
retired 14-year-old. Like,
he's a retired 14-year-old slave, dude. Yeah. Like, holy fuck.
What a fucking story, man.
It's like when you see pictures of like old like street urchins who had to like really work and they got that like, I haven't had my coffee yet fucking look on their face. You're like, you're too young for that fucking.
Yeah, dude. Also, like, you cannot tell me that Thorfinn does not have fucking daddy issues with Ask My Dad's goatee on his face. All right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely no fucking way.
That's wild, man. Mm-hmm.
Thorfinn definitely walks around looking at his feet all day, you know?
Also,
and eating his own gum.
Oh, yep.
Also, Thorkel was fucking weird this block episodes.
Who?
Thorkel.
Yeah. I mean, he was in one episode.
Like this fucking, like he wants to kill shit, and Canute's like, I'm trying to just do this without killing.
The part where he's like, don't even fucking say Canute's name right now. I'm so
because he wanted war, dude. Wartime was like when he was thriving, and Canute stopped.
And that dude was just like, man, it's crazy how fast Canute got to power. Thork was like,
don't say his fucking name, dude. Jordy's saying that. Oh my god, she's. Jordan's just shitting on short people, dude. She's like, he has a beard and a kid body. I'm like, I'm pretty sure he's old enough to have a beard, dude. He's just short. He's just a short king.
I've been the same height I've been since I was 16, okay?
Yeah, dude. You gotta, Jordy, you just gotta think a little bit when you talk. You know what I'm saying?
You understand?
Like, that's why everybody calls you racist all the time.
You know what I'm saying? Because of my height? You a height supremacist? Is that what is happening? Yeah, dude.
You a white and a height supremacist. Yeah. That's what you are right now.
Come down here. Come down here.
When we're at the convention, I'm not standing up. I'm staying sitting down. I want none people to know how short
They'll
I am.
They'll be lucky if I even look your direction, okay?
I'm going to get a high chair, and I'm going to put a blanket over it. Catch me look like the Baron from Dune.
Justin, don't smile. Oh, fuck. Don't smile, Justin.
I get to smile.
I start floating in the air like...
I played Dune 2000, okay? I know Dune.
There you go.
That's it.
Shout out.
Or we're done. We're done.
Shout out Farming.
We're done.
Shout out Farming.
Shout out Farming.
Shout out Horse.
Shout out the music. Shout out the characters. Shout out
Scuba Cat Piss.
Shout out Sausage.
Shout out Harris's reviews.
Shout out my reviews and my brain not working about them.
Yep.
Shout out cat piss getting sprayed in your face to get smarter.
Yeah, I love that.
And shout out character. I know your mom. I put it down here with a bonkai. What if I shake the night? Built like Bond, I can't die. Suki on me, live your past. Bitch, look in my eye. Lock the door, drop your pants. You'll never see the light. Anime trap house. Shimming it about to put the mask out. Trap House, JoJo.